length, and then they'd have a cross section there. But they'd all be the same level, you know, where you'd have your floor level. You wouldn't want to put a floor on something like that.
It wouldn't work right, because it wouldn't work right to get a floor.
And that's the way they'd build a lot of fences. And then the, out of England and Germany, probably, and all them old countries, they got this shipping war over here, you know, to the America, and they use war fences.
Now, when they would make these wire fences, what would they fasten the wire to?
Well, see, you use what you call a post.
Uh-huh.
And you could use the same thing as a wooden. They used a wooden post, all right, mm-hmm. and they spit them out of a big tree that would get heart post. And all the heart post is good, and the outside post would be set post. And they'd rot in a few years, but the heart post would last longer, and they'd try to get all the heart post they could. Mm-hmm. But they'd use some set post. And then they'd put them along there just like the telephone line that runs up and down the road or your phone line, and they'd steeple the wire to it. They'd have them about every 16 foot apart or 12 foot apart, just all along, all the way through. And some of them had the woven wire on the bottom. That was to keep the hogs out. Then they had the barbed wire, two barbed wires up on top of the woven wire, and that would make about 5 foot tall, and that'd keep the cattle in out. And then you farmed inside the fence.
Oh, and then you were on the inside.
You don't get on the inside to plant your crop, then the outside stock would eat it up. You know. And now, if you, like a neighbor down here, Miss, she got, her and her boy got some cows, they have to fence the pasture in and feed the cows on the inside. Just vice versa. And then they fertilize the pasture, and then they plant a lot of seed in there and things. And I got a brother-in-law who's got a bunch of cows too.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a lot of cows, but we quit for the month.
Well, did people ever have, in addition to the rail fences, did you ever see people have those little fences in their yard, little wooden fences?
Well, they'd be a picket fence, and they'd be about 3 foot high.
Oh, I see.
36 inches. Most of all picket fence, 36 inches.
Right?
These kids that are pretty good jumpers, they could jump those 36 feet, and they'd some go through the gate, some go to the top.
Mm-hmm.
But if otherwise, when I cleared up wood down there, when I and my wife married, well, I arrived enough pickets out of wood, out of timber, to fence it. Fence is about 6 acres of it. Mm-hmm. And we had pickets around our yard.
Oh, you
and
did?
Yes, we had pickets around our yard, fence and everything. Of course, then when they come on up this way and built this house up there, we had wire fence around it up there, and then we finally done away with the wire, all except the mule pasture. I had a little mule pasture out there, about 5 acres. And I had an old horse that I kept for a souvenir, and he stayed out there in that grass until he got too old. Teeth wore out. But then we moved up here, and here we are.
And here you are.
Up here on the highway.
Oh, did you ever see a fence or a wall made out of loose stone or loose rock?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot of them. You can still find them up in the mountains.
Yeah, what do they call them?
Just rock fences. That's about all you could call one of them. They're made out of rock.
Mm-hmm.
And now they'll mirror them pick a bunch of a war, and they may make a circle out of it, and about 5 foot tall in some way to make their corner post. I've seen a world of them built up there, and they'll fill that full of rock, and they just keep filling that war full of rock and stack it to keep the rock from falling down. While they just keep building up, of course, they'll maybe put a little cement on it or something that's all holding them together, and then they use that for their corner post, which they tie their wires to a thing. A lot of times you can't dig a hole in them old rocks up there hold your corner post, and a lot of times they can't hardly get no post over tall down on account of it being solid rock.
Mm-hmm.
But they have now got little drills that they can put on the back of a tractor, and then you can kick those rocks around and finally drill your hole deep enough to put a post in. A lot of them just these little iron posts that they buy. They're about as cheap as, of course, all wood post is high. They sell a lot of cedar posts now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they?
Yeah, they'll come down in here with a lot of